Farm Bureau's 88th year. Welcome to Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox. Close to 2,000 Farm Bureau leaders are in Franklin this week for the Tennessee Farm Bureau Federation annual meeting.
Our members are always excited about the convention. Of course, they come in from all counties across the state and have an opportunity to fellowship with other Farm Bureau members and talk about this year and the challenges that they've had and hear some really good speakers and kind of get updated on a lot of the important issues in agriculture.
Cumberland County farmer Lacey Upchurch is the Farm Bureau president. The convention got underway on Saturday with the Young Farmer activities. They continued yesterday along with the memorial service held last night. Now today the group will hear an address from Senator Bob Corker and then later from Governor Bredesen at the start of the group's business session.
You know, Senator Corker is right in the mix of a lot of the really important issues that's facing agriculture. He's been a great supporter of Farm Bureau, and I think he's one of the sharpest and best business people in all of Washington, and we appreciate him being able to come and speak with our folks this year and look forward to that. Of course, Governor Bredesen will speak to our delegates this year, and I just can't say enough about Governor Bredesen and support that he's given Farm Bureau and farm and rural people across this state, and I think he has absolutely done a tremendous job. And it even shows how much better job he's done considering the economy and the situation we are in the state.
And again, the governor will address the group's business session, which is where policy will be decided that will guide the farm organization for the coming year.
We're a grassroots organization, and our policy and our direction is decided at that business meeting. And we'll have delegates from every county in the state represented, and they'll decide what our future is and the direction that we're to take and what our policy is on a lot of issues.
We'll have more from the Farm Bureau Convention tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.